Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever.
This is the Rovers Review on Ocean FM. It is being described as one of the most open League of Ireland title races in seasons. Mathematically, Rovers could still win it going into Saturday night's home game against Bohemians, but their main prize was chasing a European finish, and 3 points felt like a must when they hosted the Gypsies at the Showgrounds. Here's a reminder of what happened. Commentary from the Ocean FM team of Oran Keating and Gavin Dykes.
Bohemians opening up Rovers here. McDonald sends it on a little bit further, and now ball sent across to number 19, Miller now, just outside the box, gives it into the middle to Clark. Flicks it on to Devoy. Devoy might have a chance here for Bohemians. Devoy is 1-0 to Bohemians.
Yeah.
Dawson Devoy just sneaks his way through the Sligo Rovers defence. And all of a sudden, Bohemians have the lead here in the Showgrounds.
Yeah, and I was saying, Orin, you know, the way Bo's playing, there's so many players and technical players in that sort of 10 area. They played a couple of 1-2s, and Devoy got in, you know, and I sort of highlighted earlier on, you got to get tighter to their midfield at the moment, and it's a great finish from Devoy. Really
Sligo Rovers just caught napping there for a second. I thought that Dawson Devoy would have no chance of wiggling through the defence, but nonetheless, nice. He scores the goal, and now Bohemians are ahead. It's given to Moorhan and Malley now.
We're in trouble.
Now Sligo Rovers are in trouble. Devoy running towards the goal, gives it across to Mixon. Mixon might have an opportunity. Mixon shot a goal. It's a goal for Bohemians.
Yeah, we're in trouble. And silly mistake. We gave it away in a bad area and got punished for it. Now, as I was saying, that's what Bo's were waiting on. You know, it's a cup. We didn't have a, you know, we got her warning with Rooney when we gave it away in a bad area, and bang, you know, job done.
Bohemians lead 2-0 here in the Showgrounds. 82nd minute, and it's Meekson who gets them their second goal of the night, and I'm sure that's the nail in the coffin for Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, we just lacked, and like I said, we're missing a lot of players. We're missing Pierce, missing Aweru, missing Chapman, missing a lot of experienced players there tonight, you know, and we just lacked that cutting edge, I think, tonight, Orin, and we got punished for it. We really, really did.
Gavin Dykes with Oran Keating, 2-0 at finish to Bohemians, and these the post-match thoughts of the Rovers manager, John Russell.
Disappointed to lose the game. Huge importance in terms of that top four finish. But look, it's not dead yet. Obviously, it's out of our own hands. We just have to move on to Galway next week. I felt first half wasn't a huge amount in it. We kind of grew as the half wore on, and we had a couple of chances, and probably unlucky not to get in at half-time, one each. But look, second half we made a couple of changes and changed shape and went for it, and obviously left ourselves open, and Bowes get the second goal and just couldn't do enough in the night.
It was a slightly laboured performance this evening. Do you think the two games in a week probably had an effect on the performance tonight?
Look, we're professional footballers. It's a home game. Yeah, we put an awful lot into Monday night, but obviously Ellis getting injured and Luke Pearce getting the red card, we're low on body, so we probably don't have the strength and depth to make a lot of changes and rotations. So look, it is what it is. The lads were fully prepared for the game. Was it a bit flat? Probably could say that. But as I mentioned, we have to focus now on Galway, another huge game on Friday.
You mentioned the lack of strength and depth there, John. Do you think that might have had an impact tonight as well?
I think you just said that, yeah. It definitely did, but I still have confidence in the players that were selected to go and grab the game and try and get 3 points. That's what we do every game. There's been times this season where we've been away from home, down bodies, and we've managed to get results. It was the same again tonight, but unfortunately we just didn't have that punch in the final third. We didn't create enough chances second half. Well, first half we did, made their keeper work, a lot of pressure and corners, but second half we huffed and puffed, but didn't have that in us.
As you said, disappointed to lose ground in the race for Europe. Fourth will be an uphill battle now, but there's still plenty of positives for Rovers to take from the season as a whole.
Look, it's not over yet, but two games to go. I think we can do our review and reflections when it's all over. For me, it's just, let's get the bodies ready to go again next week. Massive Connacht derby. You know, Galway are having a really good season as well. There's one or two points between us. Should be a big crowd, and we're looking forward to it.
John Russell with Donal Ryan after Saturday night's 2-0 home defeat to Bohemians at the Showgrounds. Here's the league table as things stand following Saturday night's games. Shelburne still top with two games to go, 57 points. Derry City second with two games to go, 55 points. Shamrock Rovers third on 55. St Pat's fourth on 53. Galway United fifth on 50 points. Sligo Rovers sixth on 48 points. All teams have two games to go. Rovers next match away to Galway United on Friday night. Then they're at home to Stephen Kenny, St. Patrick's Athletic the following weekend. So their maximum return is 54 points. The highest they can finish is fourth. That would be good enough for a European finish, provided Derry City win the FAI Cup. If they don't win the Cup, then you'd have to finish third to secure European football. So it is a long shot at this stage, but still mathematically possible. Well, however the season ends, it will be viewed in a very encouraging fashion by so many Sligo Rovers supporters, given where Rovers were at the early part of the season. And last night, our reporter Oran Keating canvassed opinions from some lifelong and diehard Sligo Rovers fans about what this season has meant to them and what the club means to them in general. Starting with former chairperson Martin Herity.
Well, Sligo Rovers has dominated my life for as far back as I can think. It has influenced my mood weekly. I've been following the Sligo Rovers for, I don't know, over 60 years now, I'm afraid to say so. And I'm still, I hope, as passionate about them as I ever was. It just is a huge factor in my life. The whole sense of community and camaraderie around this club is just fantastic.
Sligo Rovers means a lot to me. Myself and my husband have been involved as volunteers for a long time, and we love meeting and greeting people, meeting the players, talking to other volunteers, and it's a great community club.
And Mairead, what makes Sligo Rovers different from all the other clubs in the League of Ireland?
There's a sense of community. We take pride in our club. We look at the bigger picture and involvement in all the different organisations within the club. And it's a great place to be.
And Mairead, I'm sure you have many memories here in the Showgrounds, but can you outline maybe one or two of your favourite memories from over the years?
In the last 25 years, I've lots of good memories, lots of cup finals and lots of league finals, and I can't take one from another, but the group of players we have this year, to me, they're special.
Oh, the love of the club, the people and the supporters and all the players, and it's a great evening out at matches.
And Damien, what makes Sligo Rovers different from the other clubs in the league?
Our family are owned by the people of Sligo and owned by.
And Damien, what's one of your best memories now here in the Showgrounds over the years?
The league title and Jamie Coleman here as well.
In football, in terms of that, Sligo Rovers is everything. When I moved up to Sligo in 2016, it's where I made some of my best mates still today, and that. So, like, even sitting in the fours and stuff, I got to know those lads ever since I started doing photography at the club. But Sligo Rovers is everything, because I'm grateful and very lucky to be. I used to be sitting in with the fours or sitting in the stands. Now I find myself pitside doing photography for such a wonderful club. But not only that, it's a community feel. Everybody's together. If you have a problem, someone will have a solution. Or if things are going bad on the pitch, then we're all together off it. And if things are going well on the pitch, we're all well off the pitch together. So is that really unison as a whole collective core at this football club?
It's like I've always meant. I've been coming to the Showgrounds for a long, long time. I grew up near here, so it's been part of my life for a long time. My brother used to play for it, and now we all help out down here, so it means a big, big part of my life.
And what makes Sligo Rovers such a special club in the League of Ireland?
Well, again, it's fan-based, and, you know, we don't have any big millionaires or that coming in taking us over, and, you know, it's a big community spirit. There's a lot of people who get involved, and we just really enjoy doing what we do down here. It's a great club to be volunteering.
And finally, can you tell me one of your favourite memories here in the Showgrounds over the years, if you have one?
Oh, let me we think now there's a few all right. But, you know, winning the Cup years ago was fantastic. I mean, you know, the atmosphere down here was amazing, and then going up to the Aviva, you know, and it brought the whole town together when we came back with the Cup. So, yeah, fantastic times.
My name's Cornel De Beck. I'm the head of design at Sligo Rovers.
Cornel, what does Sligo Rovers mean to you?
To be honest, Sligo Rovers means a lot to me, because from a young age, going to games, having the experience, coming up with my friends, seeing family members, seeing neighbours, everyone around, and it's a great thing being here. The emotions it brings, just the experiences it has. Sligo Rovers is everything to the community, really.
And Sligo Rovers, we're one of 10 clubs in the Premier Division, but what makes this club so special?
What makes Sligo Rovers special is the community aspect, in my opinion. How, I know a lot of other grounds, you have lots of fans helping, but here it's everything. It helps the club survive. We have no owners, which makes it hard for a club financially, but that's what's beautiful, because whenever there's fundraisers, whenever the club was in struggles, people come around and really help. It, no matter where you go in Sligo, you see Sligo Rovers flags everywhere, jerseys. You go into any bars and restaurants, you have jerseys on the wall, signed stuff. Like, as well, when you were a young fella, there was always players going around to schools, they were going around to community areas. It's just always been tying people together, and that's the amazement of this club.
And finally, I'll ask you your best memory here in the Showgrounds.
My best memory are some of the recent ones, especially the European run we had there 2 years ago. It was just amazing, from McGinty's efforts against Ballytown to Blaney's free kick against Motherwell. Just them 6 weeks travelling home and away was some of the best memories I have in my life, never mind just the Sligo Rovers.
I love them from the bottom of my heart.
And Susan, what is it about Sligo Rovers that makes them such a special club?
It's a fan-run club. It's a community, owned by the community. It's from babies right up to 100 years of age people, and we all just gel together for our club.
And Susan, I'm sure you have many great memories here in the Showgrounds over the years, but can you outline some of your favourite ones here?
Well, one of my most favourite ones would have been obviously in 1983 when we won the FA Cup for the first time, because I would have been up in 80 when we got, or 81, sorry, when we got bet against Dundalk. And my granny and the whole lot, my father, Lord of Mercy, and we all went as a family. And to see the scenes in 83 with those people crying, because we've never won the FA Cup, that was one of my favourites. Then when we won the league, and the memories of that stay within my mind.
To me, Rovers means community. You know, it's a community club. It's about a lot more than football for me on a personal basis, and it's always been like that when I was growing up as a supporter. This season in particular, I suppose, it's been fantastic seeing all the, you know, the community initiatives taking place and the support from local organisations. You know, we've had teams representing the Down Syndrome community, we've had refugee groups, we've had football for all for players that might have intellectual or physical disabilities. You know, it's been a fantastic season in that sense, that, you know, community and diversity has been at the heart of the season for me anyway, and that's something we hopefully will build on next season. So that's what it means to me.
And I suppose, Jamie, you kind of outlined it there, what makes Sligo Rovers special, just everything about the community feel around the club. Can you expand a little bit more on that, especially with your role in the club?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's trying to make sure that, you know, Rovers is a community club. It's a club for everybody, and it's trying to make sure that that happens on a regular basis. So whatever your background in terms of ethnicity or ability, you know, socioeconomic background, gender, is that there's a place for you at this club, and that's something we've been trying to implement throughout the season. And I think, to great success, and from the feedback we get from different communities, I think that success has been appreciated. So it's something we want to kind of consolidate this year and build upon over the off season and into the new season. So yeah.
And Jamie, finally, I'm sure you have numerous memories here in the Showgrounds, but can you outline maybe one or two of your just favourite memories from here?
I suppose for me, Mark Quigley's penalty against St Pat's to win the league was a huge thing for a lot of people. And you know, I'm not old enough to remember the 77 league winning season, so for me that was a huge thing. But I think this season as well, having the Down Syndrome team represent the club and presenting them to the crowd at half time against Shamrock Rovers, and then Winning that game as well on the night, that was a huge memory, and I think that lived long in my head, but also I think for the players that were involved that night as well, and their families and their friends, it was a huge thing.
When I came to Sligo first in the early 1980s, I used to support a team called Turles Town down in Tipperary, but in fact the first game that Turles Town ever played was against the then champions Sligo Rovers, and that was in the Showgrounds, and I happened to have a programme from that match, and that was 1977. But I came to Sligo in 1980 and I started attending the games, and it was back then when they had the big marathon against Cove Ramblers. I mean, it went on for ages, and then they won the cup against Bohemians, and it just built from there, and you just kind of fell in love with the club. It was so friendly, and I started bringing the kids when they came along, and you know, we're all Sligo Rovers supporters now, and it just means the world to us.
What makes Sligo Rovers different from other clubs in the league, Jerry?
Well, I have to say it's one of the best supported teams in the league. Has to be one of the best supported teams in the league. Every time the fans are called upon for, you know, donations or whatever it is, they just dip in their pockets and produce thousands and thousands and thousands. The mind boggles when you see the support that we have. And through thick and thin, up and down, the same supporters are here every day, every match day, and for away games. It's just an incredible club, you know.
Finally, Jerry, I'll just finish off with your best memory here in the Showgrounds.
Oh, has to be during the Purple Patch there in the early 2010, 11, 12, around that time. We won a few cups, and of course the famous penalty saves in the Aviva Stadium, or Lansdowne Road as it was called then. But that would probably be the highlight. But I mean, we say every match day is a highlight, you know, and it's just wonderful to come along and support the club.
Jerry Ryan. You may recognise that voice as being the public address announcer at the Showgrounds, speaking to Oran Keating, his little tour of the ground last night, getting the views of some of the hardcore Sligo Rovers fans. And you may have recognised a few other voices in there, among them local volunteers Mairead and Damien Grimes, who are nominated for a Volunteer of the Year award at the upcoming Ocean FM Sports Awards. They were in there. So was Susan Brennan and Jamie Murphy, Football Development Officer with Development and Community Officer with Sligo Rovers, who's also nominated for a Diversity and Inclusion Award next month at the Radisson Hotel. And that little vox pop at the Showgrounds on Saturday night, compiled by Oran Keating.
Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rovers will shine and shine.